Jeffrey, I can't do a show without asking you a little bit more about the PK man. Who are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Ted Owens, a fellow who died in 1987, who I worked with him and studied him intensively from 1976 to 1987, and he had extraordinary powers of mind over matter. He claimed to be the world's greatest psychic at that time, and he did everything he could to get the attention of researchers so that his abilities could be used for the benefit of humanity. But at the end of the day, it seemed as if many, many harmful things resulted from his powers.
What happened, for example, to some of these people that didn't believe him or that scoffed at him?
Well, he would typically come into a city and announce that he was there to perform miraculous wonders for the benefit of the people there, for example, to end a drought. He came to San Francisco in 1977 for that purpose, walked into the offices of the newspaper there, the Examiner and Chronicle, and he was kicked out of the lobby by the guard very unceremoniously, and he felt he had to teach the people of San Francisco a lesson. He said instead of ending the drought, he was going to cause forest fires that would happen because of lightning strikes, which was one of his trademark specialties. And within weeks, 300,000 acres had burned up because of 1,000 lightning strikes in the state of California that summer.
See, now that's evil, I think, Jeffrey.
Well, you could call it evil. I knew Ted Owens and worked with him closely, and I wouldn't say that he was an evil person. He wanted to do good, but it didn't work out that way. I think there was a lot of ignorance involved.
Did people ever die that were surrounded by him?
Yes, there were deaths.
Did you think he did it in his own little way?
Well, I have to say this. I'd say there's a good chance that he did, although many people have told me they don't, researchers now have said it wasn't really psychokinesis. Maybe he was just predicting these things rather than causing them. It gets very complex as to what was really going on, and of course you could never take him to a court of law and say, okay, you caused those forest fires, we're going to put you in jail.
Or you killed these people, you couldn't do that.
Right, no. Unless we want to go back to the era of witchcraft persecutions. I do think that these things can be harmful, but I don't think it's necessarily evil. I mean, look, George, our government has killed 10,000 innocent Iraqis just in the last year. Do you think that was evil, or was it ignorant, or was it maybe simply an unnecessary harm?
Well, but we're not doing this as a protest to someone who didn't believe in somebody's powers, for example.
No, we have other motives, but the end result is harmful.
I mean, you knew him. Was he good to you, or
yes,
did he ever turn on? He never turned on.
On one occasion, he did turn on me. We had a fight once. He was doing some demonstrations for me, and things were going pretty well, but not perfect. And I said to him, you're not 100% accurate. And he slammed the phone and hung up on me. And within minutes, I began to feel really ill. You know, that sense that you get just as a serious cold is starting,
yes.
And
yes.
Your throat starts to get all tight. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be sick for the next 2 weeks. 45 minutes later, he called me back, and he apologized. And he said, Jeffrey, I'm sorry. He said, I'll never do this to you again. And I began to feel better right away.
Did he know that he was doing something to you physically?
It seemed as if he did, yes.
Now, his death, was it uneventful?
No, he had an extraordinary death. He died in 1987. He was living in upstate New York in a little town called Fort Anne, where he was renting a farmhouse. And the neighbors reported, even the newspapers reported, strange lights in the sky hovering over that farmhouse at the time of his death.
That is unbelievable. And it's a good book, by the way, The PK Man, A True Story of Mind Over Matter. That is the first story that allowed you and I to get together on Coast to Coast, if I remember.
That's right, a few years ago.
A long time ago.